The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
The Oireachtas Health Committee heard warnings this morning that 80% of Ireland's radiotherapy machines are in immediate need of replacement and that adequate plans are not in place to deal with this. One of those before the committee was Professor Gerry Hanna, Marie Curie Chair at Trinity College Dublin, consultant at St. Rook's Radiation Oncology Network. Gerry, I think most people will be absolutely shocked at this story. What's going on?
It is, yeah, no, it's, and thanks for having us on News Talk too. No, we, radiotherapy, just to put it in context, is a very key part of cancer treatment. About half of patients with a cancer diagnosis will require radiotherapy during their illness. And we estimate that radiotherapy is probably responsible for about 40% of all cancer cures. So it's a very mainstay of treatment, and it's largely delivered by these machines called linear accelerators, or LINACs. These are in bunkers and hospitals. And we have 23 of these machines across Ireland, 14 in the Dublin system and 5 in Cork and 4 in Galway. Normally we replace these machines, or the normal international standards would be that we replace these machines at the age of 10 years and certainly no more than 12 years. So unfortunately a lot of our machines are got a lot older than that, and we have a couple of machines that are 18 years, and 80% of machines, the Lux Network, are 15 years old, and thus an urgent need of replacement. And we've been calling for this for some time. So at the Oireachtas this morning, we were saying that we really need to replace the machines, the Lux Network, immediately, get that underway, but in future have a rolling program where we would plan the replacing these machines in a very formalised way, that we wouldn't have these peaks and troughs, and that our radiotherapy equipment would be up to date continuously across Ireland.
Sounds pretty logical. Why hasn't that happened up to now? Is it cost saving, or are people trying to save a few euro, or what's going on?
No, so ironically, by not doing it, it actually costs us more, paradoxically, because we actually have to fix the machines as they keep breaking down. Those parts get more expensive. The service contracts get a lot more expensive. We've delays to treatment, and then unfortunately we have to outsource to other providers, so we have to pay for that too. So by not replacing them, actually we're being cost inefficient, and it's very, that's worth bearing in mind, that we're not looking for more money here. We're looking for to use our own money better, if I put it that way, and deliver better care. But the delay seems to be that we seem to be bogged down in procurement processes, our internal processes, because this has been agreed by Antishuk, by Department of Health, that we should replace these machines in St. Luke's at the moment, and we're just waiting for that tender process to go through. So it seems to be caught in an element of internal bureaucracy.
Gerry, we had a story earlier on, and I know I accept they're in two totally different areas, but we've electric buses lying idle because we can't get planned permission to get chargers to charge them up so that they can't be used. And now we have a situation where there's money there to buy these linear accelerators, which are hugely important for people's health. And again, bureaucracy, red tape, call it whatever it is getting in the way.
It's hard. We don't quite know the actual, what is the real hinge point, but it's certainly caught in that procurement process, and it's something we just love to unlock, because I think everybody agrees from a government downwards that this is the right thing to do immediately. We also want to forward plan and say, look, let's get into a cadence or rhythm of replacing these machines regularly, so that every part of the country, has access to modern radiotherapy equipment, and that we don't have these peaks and troughs and the associated costs with these.
So do we just need someone to basically bang the table, kick ass, whatever expression you want to use, to just make sure this is actually happening? Or is it more nuanced than that?
Well, obviously we need to be careful when we procure large sums of money. I mean, we need to get value for money for the public purse, and we need to do it in a very ethically sound way. But it seems to be stalled for far too long, certainly with the professionals involved, the hospital involved, have been ready to go for the last number of years. We just need somebody at some point to try and unlock this for us to get it going. And it's very hard to say where it's locked down. Certainly, if we're trying to run this as a private business, we'd have got this done a couple of years ago,
Yeah. It sounds like it's something that the Minister for Health needs to personally intervene on. Just very finally, the practical implications of this, I mean, are the machines broken down a lot? Are people having to miss appointments?
Yeah, so the practical implication, we've had over 1,000 unplanned machine breaks down in the St. Luke's network across Dublin in the last year, and that's losses about, you know, 17,000 hours of machine time. We've had to, you know, patients will be sitting in a machine, the machine breaks down, they have to come off, they might get their appointment delayed or rescheduled later that day. We have to shunt things about. So it creates a lot of, you know, unnecessary rearrangement, not just for the staff, but really for the patients who are understandably anxious coming for treatment. They've, you know, had to, you know, make plans and, you know, arrangements to get to our hospitals and to our facilities. And when your appointment's delayed, it's not easy to rearrange that in family life, let alone the upset to all of that. Of course, we're very keen to, just to reassure everybody that we're delivering safe treatment. We make sure every treatment that we deliver is properly quality assured and safe. But it's that really, that human impact to people, plus the loss of efficiency inside our system.
It's bonkers. It really is, and it has to be addressed. Professor Gerry Hanna, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder today.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.